This is VOA News. I'm Gene Randall. United Nations nuclear inspectors are in Iran in the wake of Tehran's announcement it'll be injecting uranium gas into centrifuges at its Fordow site. It is another step away from the six-nation Iran nuclear agreement, which the United States abandoned well over a year ago. We get a report from Reuters correspondent Matthew LaRotunda.
On Tuesday, President Hassan Rouhani announced that it will start injecting gas into the centrifuges at one of its nuclear facilities. The gas accelerates the process of making high-grade nuclear material from uranium. A day earlier, Iran said it would also replace some centrifuges with newer models, claimed to work 50 times faster. Iran has long demanded that the remaining signatories of the nuclear agreement, that is, European powers, Russia and China, protect his country from sanctions. Rouhani says if the Europeans hold up their end of the bargain, the treaty can be salvaged.
That was Matthew LaRotunda of Reuters. Mexican investigators say they've arrested a suspect in the killings of 9 American women and children in the state of Sonora. Reuters correspondent Michelle Hennessy reports on the slayings.
Mexico's foreign minister has visited what's thought to be the scene of a deadly ambush on U.S. citizens. 9 women and children were killed in the bloodiest attack on Americans in Mexico in years. Others were found in a second car around 11 miles away, and the body of a third woman was found near the state border between Sonora and Chihuahua. On Tuesday, Foreign Minister Marcelo Ebrard said there will be justice.
That's why we're here at this time, to be at the scene and to later have a meeting. The objective is for this indignation to be backed up by the law, for there to be justice.
That was Michelle Hennessy of Reuters who filed that report. More news at voanews.com. From Washington, this is VOA News. The day after voting in the United States, there is still uncertainty in the state of Kentucky, where Democrats are claiming victory in the governor's race. We have an election wrap-up from AP's Sagar Magani.
Democrats are riding some kind of wave, probably an anti-Trump wave.
In political analyst Larry Sabato's home of Virginia, Democrats gained full control of the state house for the first time in 26 years.
Hello, Kentucky.
A day after the president visited Lexington to boost incumbent Governor Matt Bevin, Democrat Andy Beshear is claiming victory, though the race remains too tight to call. In both Kentucky and Virginia, Tufts University's Jeffrey Berry notes Democrats are strong among traditionally GOP friendly suburban voters.
The White House has to figure out some way of making Trump more tolerable and less provocative in the suburbs.
Republicans did keep Mississippi's governorship, and the president heads to Louisiana tonight in hopes of helping boot the incumbent Democrat. Sagar Magani, Washington.
U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo will be in Germany today to mark the 30th anniversary of the fall of the Berlin Wall. His visit, we are told, is meant to underscore what U.S. officials say is the need for a strengthened transatlantic partnership, a commitment often questioned by America's European allies during President Trump's time in the White House. The United Nations Children's Fund reports close to 1 million children in Cameroon's Anglophone regions are out of school, putting their future and the stability of the country at risk. Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from Geneva.
What began as a political crisis between Cameroon's Anglophone and Francophone communities 3 years ago has deteriorated into a full-blown humanitarian emergency. And children are the major losers in this political, linguistic conflict. Separatists in northwest and southwest Cameroon have put a ban on education in the region to protest government discrimination against English speakers. In the past 3 years, the UN Children's Fund reports at least 70 schools have been destroyed and pupils and teachers have been kidnapped. UNICEF spokeswoman Marixi Mercado says the separatists' ongoing no-school policy is having a devastating impact on the children and their communities.
That was Lisa Schlein reporting for VOA from Geneva. 2 Iraqi protesters reportedly were killed overnight in renewed street clashes in the Shiite holy city of Karbala. In Baghdad, Iraqi security forces today fired live bullets into the air to disperse demonstrators gathered on a bridge in central Baghdad. Meanwhile, the U.S. Embassy has called on the Iraqi government to engage seriously and urgently with Iraqi citizens who are demanding reform. More news at voanews.com. Gene Randall, VOA News.